Good morning. In today's devotional, I'd like to share some basic facts about prayer. The first of which is that only Christians have access to God in prayer. We know this because the Apostle John says, "We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does his will, he hears him." John chapter 9, verse 3. And the author of Hebrews writes, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Hebrews 11, verse 6. We know that God created all things, knows and hears all things, even sends rain and sunshine on all men. But sinners and unbelievers have no access to his throne of grace through prayer. That is why we believers in Jesus Christ, those who have access to God in prayer, must pray for others, since no one else has the privilege that we have. Fact number two, our prayers do make a difference. James says, "And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed any sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And so the Holy Spirit assures us that our prayers are heard and that they are effective. Now, if the Bible says so, that's enough for me. But an interesting piece of research highlights the truth of what James is saying. Dr. Rudy Roundtree, who was a featured speaker at the Oklahoma Christian Lectureship one year, reported on a study that had been conducted on prayer. He explained that a researcher, fed up with claims about the effectiveness of prayer, decided to conduct a study to debunk this whole idea. He acknowledged that maybe a one-on-one prayer at the bedside of a sick person might have some therapeutic or psychological effect, but this business of a prayer list or prayer board where a group prays for a person, especially a person who is far away or one they did not know, well, this was nonsense and superstition. Interesting to note, in his class, Dr. Roundtree went on to describe how after a long and thorough survey, the researcher came to exactly the opposite conclusion. The more prayer there was, the more healing there was. The more people who prayed, the greater rate of healing and improvement. As Christians, we do not need research to confirm God's word. But it is very encouraging when unbelievers have their eyes open to see what we have seen all along by faith, and that is, prayer works. A final fact about prayer. God commands us to pray. Jesus himself said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Luke says that Jesus, when he taught his disciples, said that men ought always to pray. Luke 18, verse 1. And the Apostle Paul said, "Continue in prayer." Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul says, "Pray without ceasing." And so we see over and over again, we're commanded, we're taught, we're urged to pray and always to pray. When we gather for worship or devotionals, we pray because God commands us to pray. And so even when we are discouraged or our faith is weak or what we ask for may seem too great, remember, we do not come to God as an idea born inside of us. No, we come to him because he has commanded us to do so. I could go on and talk about the great joy and privilege it is to pray and discuss the various types of prayer. Suffice to say that most of our prayers are intercessory, meaning on behalf of someone. Let us take advantage of our relationship with God through Christ, our numbers willing to pray, and our understanding of God's will in the matter of prayer. Let us take advantage of these things to minister effectively for those on our hearts as well as the church's prayer list. And for those of you who may have specific needs, whether it be a prayer for someone else or yourself, whether it be a prayer for illness or forgiveness, whether it be a prayer of thanks or whether it be a prayer of faith in confessing Jesus in the waters of baptism, let us take advantage of the mighty power of prayer whenever we need to or want to. I'll be praying for you and ask that you remember our BibleTalk.tv ministry in your prayers as well. See you next time, God willing. This is Mike Mazzalongo with your Monday Morning Devo. Discussion questions. Question number one, who do you pray for the most? Why? Question number two, describe an answered or unanswered prayer in your life. How did this affect you? Question number three, in your opinion, what is the most effective thing you can do in order to have your prayers answered? And then on the other hand, the most destructive thing to hinder prayers?